Stitching Choice for Youth and Sexuality makes this statement jointly with the Youth and the Sexual Reproductive Health and Rights Alliance Uganda. Firstly, we welcome the adoption of the UPR report on Uganda and express our appreciation to the Government of Uganda for collaborating in the process and supporting most recommendations. We are concerned about the staggering levels of gender inequality exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic as barriers for young people in accessing sexual and reproductive health services. Teenage pregnancy in Uganda is particularly a significant challenge. According to the 2016 Ugandan Demographic Health Survey report, 25% of Ugandan teenagers become pregnant by the age of 19, and the maternal mortality among young women between the age of 15 to 24 years was 28%. Among other things, high teenage pregnancy rates can be attributed to disruption to sexual and reproductive health services and programs for schoolgirls, power imbalances, and gender inequality. Therefore, we call on the government to accelerate progress toward health and gender equality targets and scale up comprehensive in and out of school sexuality education combined with youth-friendly SRHR services as committed in the ICPD Plus 25 Nairobi Summit. Furthermore, we encourage the government of Uganda to continue implementing national initiatives, policies, and plans to ensure gender equality and education for girls and reduce the incidence of teenage pregnancy with meaningful participation of young people as key allies and partners for change. In conclusion, we would like to affirm our commitment to working closely with the government to implement and monitor the UPR recommendations. I thank you.